Police are investigating an explosion at a U.S. embassy. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Norwegian police are looking for suspects and trying to determine a motive following an explosion outside the U.S. Embassy in Oslo. Investigators believe the embassy was targeted. Police received reports of a loud bang early Sunday morning. Investigators say it was caused by an incendiary device. There were no injuries. A U.S. official speaking anonymously says the device was inside a backpack and detonated outside an entrance to the embassy. Local media are reporting that people nearby say the street was blanketed in thick smoke after the blast. I'm Mike Hempen.
New York City police confirm IEDs were used at a weekend protest outside the mayor's residence, ending in arrests.
The NYPD says at least two improvised explosive devices were set off, however unsuccessfully, at a rally and counter-protest Saturday in front of Mayor Zoran Mamdani's official residence. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
The devices, which were a bit smaller than a football, appear to be a jar wrapped in black tape with nuts, bolts, and screws, along with a hobby fuse.
The bomb squad says they could have caused serious injury.
Witnesses reported seeing flames and smoke as it traveled through the air before it struck a barrier and extinguished itself a few feet from police.
The police commissioner says six people are under arrest. Julie Walker, New York.
Rising gasoline prices are cutting against President Trump's promise to keep costs down, and authorities in southern Michigan have searched through rubble and debris in the aftermath of tornadoes that killed four people and injured 12. This is SRN News. Indiana protects foster care providers. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
New legislation signed by Republican Governor Mike Braun bars the state government from refusing to do business with faith-based adoption and foster care agencies. Indiana lawmakers produced the bill as they watch more liberal states block Christian ministries from placing kids because those ministries do not embrace the LGBT agenda. The new law also protects Christian parents from discrimination within the system. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Gallup organization has been asking Americans what is most important for a good life, and the number one requirement for most people is adequate shelter. The poll finds that 97% of respondents believe you have to have shelter to enjoy a good life. Family comes next, followed by sleep, the absence of physical pain, and having as much money as you want. Quite down the list is faith. This is SRN News. There's a deep divide over daylight saving time, which returned this weekend.
Over the last decade, at least 19 states have passed laws to let them stay in daylight saving time if the federal government allows it. Some are giving serious consideration to staying in standard time if their neighbors are willing to make the same move. There's not a clear consensus on what to do when every solution will still leave millions of Americans in the dark later in the morning or earlier in the evening than they would like for a chunk of the year. I'm Julie Walker.
West African cocoa farmers are facing a squeeze after the price of the global commodity crashed on the international market in recent months. Now some across Ghana and the Ivory Coast are turning their land over to other purposes like mining sites. The two countries are responsible for nearly 70% of the world's supply of the commodity that feeds global chocolate cravings. More details, SRNnews.com.